Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
The 1 to 2 Hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Welcome on in, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Happy Monday to everybody. Back for another week. It's hashtag third hour today.
Yeah, I met these guys.
Who are these? Ocean. Huh? Oh, I thought we were still guessing the code word.
Oh, thank God. That's over?
Yeah. No. They did DNC. A halftime show at the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, they did.
I'm going to enjoy the
hell out
of this.
And they were in the suite right next to us. So, yeah, you want to kick off with that?
Nah. I mean, if you want to.
I mean, I don't really
know. I'm just watching these things, and I'm just like... I'm just confused. Here's what I want. I don't want to watch football confused anymore.
Right. And it was with the catch and this, and now it just moved to another. Let me explain to you. And I'm going to say that Richard Sherman is 100% right in his analogy, but wrong with the solution. Okay? That if you watch football, anytime a defender goes to tackle a running back, a wide receiver, or anybody, when it gets to the collision, the first thing the person with the ball does is drop their head, thus creating head-to-head contact.
Right.
The officials are not smart enough to understand that.
Yeah.
So what we should do, and there's a lot of rules in football that I feel this way about. Here's what you should do. Put their asses in equipment.
The refs?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Like, what, police officers, they use a taser?
Yeah.
You have to get tased?
That's true.
Is that real?
Yes.
Yes.
I thought that was like, you know, phony baloney internet nonsense.
No, I don't think so.
Like in The Hangover, they teach the guys how to get tased.
Put them in equipment.
Okay.
And kind of simulate what the conditions are, so then you can evaluate what is happening. Now, I'm not saying in some cases, look, they are defenders that when they come to tackle, all you can see is that stripe on the top of your helmet.
Absolutely.
You don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But when you go to throw a shoulder and throw the head across the bow, so you're trying to basically wrap up, throw his head across the chest, and that guy drops his head. Keep in mind, everything's going at full speed. The target is constantly moving.
I just think that I'm watching these games. I understand when we're doing things with like targeting or a guy who's using a dirty hit. I understand you wanting to take that out of the game. What I've been seeing this weekend is just
regular tackles.
Regular tackles. I saw a dude try a bull rush and he got called for it. It's just like, isn't this football? Isn't part of this within the game? Like, that's the point why you're wearing helmets, isn't it?
But again, there's two things that are happening here. One, to some extent, you have people who haven't gone through that situation to fully understand, right, what's actually happening in these hits. The other thing is the NFL is trying to do something, so they look like they're doing something.
I understand that that's going down. Here's a couple things I wonder with the NFL. One, I would find it very hard to believe in this day and age, players and owners and NFL and league alike can sit here and say they don't know that there are some physical ramifications to football to the brain. All right? That being said, I'm not saying a lot of players are still tuning down. I know there's a lot of people who are in athletics that know that there is inherent risk of injury to the head, to the body, limbs, all that type of stuff. Yet, they all are also pissed that the game is getting changed so much. I just think that there's a way where we can find what is logical to take out of the game and not overkill it like they're doing. And to me, it's like whenever we have these things go down, whether it be the catch, whether it be replay, whether it be hits to the head, it's always such a bad trial and error of what they try and do with a wide range. They never roll this stuff out right, ever.
Well, the thing about it is so, you know, they changed the way the kickoff is done, right? Then they get rid of the wedge and all that stuff. And that's one way to say, okay, we'll take this action in a game and make it less dangerous. But that's different than trying to legislate what a tackle is, because that's a bang-bang play. It's impossible to, like, it involves two people going at a million miles an hour. Like, what do you do?
I think it's almost unfair to do this to defenders because of how much they've already been taken away of things they can do to stop guys. I think you're going to end up at a point where a guy's going to get hurt because he doesn't know how to do this anymore.
Right. Here's how people get hurt in football. Okay? Some people get hurt with actual hit, but more people get hurt when you go into a contact situation timid, uneasy, unsure of what you want to do. And so I fear that some people are going to have the attitude, I don't care about the penalty, I'm going blast this fool. And the other guys are going to go into it. For example, I'm a running back. And knowing the rules like I know them, oh, I'm full steam ahead because I know that defender is almost defenseless because I can go at him a lot different than he can go at me.
Yeah, the odds that you're going to get called for it as opposed
right.
to him,
it's
very small.
Let's just run the replay on every tackle.
Well, in college football, they have the same rule. But what they do is depending on the hit, they will review it, which is fine. Get it right. Don't have a bunch of officials because somebody gets hit hard, throwing a flag, and cost somebody 15 yards for making a good tackle. There also should be, look, you also have to be able to identify that, wait a minute, that defender put himself in a position to where the defensive guy, that's the only way he could get him.
Yeah.
So here's the scary part about it. And this is more important than anything that anybody discusses. If you go to any football player and ask them, would you rather get hit high or hit low? What would they tell you?
High.
Hit high.
Not the knees.
Because if you get hit in the knees and you damage your knee, your career could be over.
Yep.
And so from that standpoint, what they're doing is they're lowering the contact point and guys are just going to go take out knees.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Preseason AP Top 25 is out. Alabama 1, Clemson 2, Georgia 3, Wisconsin 4, Ohio State 5, Washington 6, Oklahoma 7, Miami 8, Auburn 9, Penn State 10, Florida State checks in. I think they were at 18. 19, no Florida.
Tough nuggets.
Tough nuggets.
By the way, LSU is 25, so there's a top 25 matchup that first game.
Yes. The Canes will have some new uniforms.
Hate them.
I don't care anymore.
Hate them.
Which is the theme to the song. So getting the uniforms
stupid.
By the ocean.
I'm not. You know what, I know something? I liked the damn Canes uniforms. I like them going back old school. And you want to know something? I don't want to make an environmental statement with my uniforms. I don't care that you made them out of recycled material. You're not Aquaman. Aquaman sucks. He's the worst superhero. And it makes it even worse because the Canes have the same color as Aquaman. I hate it.
You done now?
I hate it. They look like those stupid uniforms they did back in the day with Al Golden.
Oh, don't please.
They look like the same uniforms.
Oh, with the green helmets?
Yep. Stupid.
By the way, the Maryland people, they want Al Golden as their next coach.
No way.
Whoa.
And I tweeted at some Maryland guy. I was like, hey, can't wait till your safeties are lined up in Virginia.
You know what we always say, crab cakes in football. That's what Maryland does. I made that up. I'm Al Golden. This is my tie.
We had another Mark Richt sandwich eating lesson.
He did that again?
I sent you the text. He also has rules on eating Peeps and candy corns.
What? Yeah. Gotta be by section, right?
Peeps have to be a week out of the bag and like a week stale for him to eat them.
Really?
And candy corns, he loves, but you have to bite the white tip off first.
I agree with that. I mean, I don't like candy corns.
Wait. I'm going to take a deep breath here.
Yeah.
The whole bleeping candy corn tastes the same.
No, that's not true.
Get out of here.
That's not true.
That's blasphemy.
You guys are idiots. If you think the little bitty ass candy corn tastes different at each level, and then we just bite the little, it's just throwing it in your mouth.
Guess what? You just walked into your second taste test for this week.
Boxed in.
Pretty soon. No, I can't eat that. I'm on a keto diet.
We
got a lot of science on this show pending.
Oh, no. Your keto diet does not deter. You will eat two candy corns for the show.
Fine. We're already doing vodka later.
I don't give a rat's ass about your ketosis.
No, we're not doing it later. By the way,
Tobin,
I didn't bring vodka.
What?
I forgot.
He forgot.
I have it sitting on my counter.
Tobin spent like $5 on mini-me vodkas.
Oh, different? See, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get a bunch of different ones.
They're just bring in one good vodka.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
And we still have to wait for yours, Beast, to warm up. It's still pretty cold.
This dude tried some real chicanery.
I didn't try anything. I brought in the freezer.
You tried to ruin the experiment is what you tried to do.
Oh, because you think you could quench your thirst with his vodka.
I tried to do what David Stern did to the Knicks in the 85 lottery.
Of course. He's got the frozen envelope. It was nonsense. Like, you're coming in here with frozen vodka. Of course the vodka is going to taste better. Science, all right? My vodka is at a disadvantage because it's in plastic. It is some rad-ass vodka. But you can't sway it by its container. It needs to be room temperature.
Fine. We'll let it warm up. Okay, so here's Mark Richt on eating a ham and cheese sandwich. You ready?
Yes.
If you're going to put mustard and mayonnaise on it, you've got to go mustard first. Then the meat, cheese on the meat, and then tomato on the cheese, lettuce on top of the tomato. The top, your lettuce, is going to touch the mayonnaise side. You can't put the mustard on the lettuce side. It just doesn't work. Totally agree. You agree?
Yeah. We have sound of this?
I don't know. No, this was with what's her face? Nicole, whatever the hell her name is.
Who's that?
The article. Arback, is that her name?
I think she's related to Red. Go ahead, take away a point.
It's from the Athletic. She actually might be. I don't know if she is or not. It's from the Athletic.
If she is, I don't lose a point.
She's from the Athletic, and we have a new Miami Athletic. We have the Athletic Miami with Chris Perkins.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good for Perk. I got all these Aquaman fans coming out of the woodwork. You guys are nuts.
No,
it sucks.
Get out of here.
You watch the entire Justice League. That is the test of superheroes. He did nothing. All he is, nothing but DeAndre Jordan. He came in for the alley-oop with that trident kill of that kid. What was that dude's name? What the hell was the guy?
Steppenwolf. No, but listen.
He took him out.
What about when they were underneath the city and the water was coming in at them?
They didn't need his ass.
And then he came in and stopped the water.
They didn't need him.
Yes, they did.
They were on their way out.
They couldn't get out.
Again, another hose job. By Aquaman, just to make it seem like he's
damn
important.
Strong, though, man.
He's not.
He's so strong.
Not stronger than Superman. Not stronger than Cyborg.
Empty
not stronger,
stats.
Not stronger than the Hulk. Yeah.
The Hulk's that you can't compare. The Hulk's in Marvel.
I just did.
No, you can't do that.
I just did.
No.
They're going to be unified soon.
No, they're not.
Disney owns them all, doesn't he?
Don't they? But they're not going to cross trains.
Oh, they're going to cross.
Oh, they're not going to. No, that's not happening.
Why? Because you don't want your Marvels to cross over?
I don't want my Iron Man's and my Batman's together.
It's going to happen.
No, it's not.
It's already happening in the Tobin household. In my household, Black Panther, Spider-Man, Batman, they all hang out.
Although in Teen Titans, in Teen Titans Go, which is DC, because it involves Robin and Cyborg, and there's a bunch of Stan Lee cameos, which is odd. Really threw me for a loop.
That is odd.
How about this? If you're the Canes and you want to send yourself a nice environmental message, do a beach cleanup. Okay? Not on my jerseys. Not on my jerseys.
What do you care? You're not wearing them.
I care. I like the classics. I don't like getting fancy, and I certainly don't like doing it in the name of the ocean. There's other ways to fix the ocean. Leave it to the experts, not your football team. I want to look good for these games coming up on national television. I don't want to look like Captain America or Captain Planet. Done with that. Done with this nonsense.
What if you find out that this is done only to do a promotion with Aquaman, the movie that comes out around Christmas?
I'll be living.
And so, like, the last game of the year, the dude that plays Aquaman's at the game.
It's just bad mojo, man. Like, they got the Canes in this hype video walking out of the ocean, which is stupid. Why are they even in the ocean to begin with? You're Hurricanes. You're not seahorses. I don't understand it. I don't like it, and I want it fixed.
You're fixing a lot of stuff today. Yeah. At Monday at 1:15.
I got plenty more. We're back after this. All right, welcome back. Totally Ryan Beast here with you on a Monday. Hashtag third hour. I am flabbergasted by this giant Little Leaguer on Spain. Little League World Series comes this time around every year. And nobody's skeptical of this giant pitcher from Spain.
Oh, he's giant.
He is 6'1", 248 pounds. He is dwarfing over everybody in the league. He looks like Noah Syndergaard's peer in this photo. And he's ginormous.
What's his age?
I mean, if he's in Little League, he's got to be 12, right? He's 12, eighth grade. 248 pounds? What, are you crazy? I don't understand this, man.
What? A little fishy.
It's a little fishy, I would just say. It's a little fishy what's going on here with Spain. Spain, all of a sudden, Spain is this great world power in baseball out of nowhere. Look at this, Leroy. Look at his catcher. He's dwarfing him. Well, how does he not knock over the guy?
He's got a tippy toe to talk to him.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Oh, my goodness. Could you imagine?
He's bigger than Pedro. I don't know. Safe to say I'm a little skeptical of it.
A 12-year-old at 6'1", 248.
It says that the 12-year-old Little League, this according to SportsCenter, is bigger than 96.6 of this year's Major League players. I'm assuming by weight. Yeah. 248 pounds of just behemoth 12-year-old? Who's beating this guy?
So did he throw like a no-hitter?
I don't know.
Somebody actually hit him?
I don't know, man. I know that Spain is making this run in the World Series. And
wouldn't it be something that's like that all the other teams are like, hey, coach, do we have to face the big guy? No, he pitched last night.
This guy's going to Ureño one of these kids right in the arm.
Look at that. Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of which, shout out to Jose Ureño for getting the win yesterday. First complete game. Screw the Braves and their stupid team and their dumb fans who I was dealing with all weekend on my social media. I mean, I'm very impressed that you guys were able to work the internet for the weekend, Atlanta. Good for you. But looks like Jose Ureño is the victor, because I know all you idiots were looking for him to not appeal so you guys could face him in the next series. Mm-mm, not going to happen. Instead, sorry, buddies, he's dealing against the Nationals, and now we'll deal with that suspension. Now we'll deal with it.
You know what could have made it better is if he was on the verge of throwing a no-hitter, which he had 8 no-hit innings yesterday. Can you imagine if he was throwing a no-hitter into the ninth inning? How many people were rooting against the no-hitter?
I'm just surprised Don Mattingly didn't take him out.
I was worried about that too. They were warming somebody up in the bullpen, and he was throwing intense in the bullpen.
I would love to see him face the Braves, though.
Don Mattingly's like, nah. Well, he's about to have a week and a half off, so guess I can keep him out there for a little bit. Yankees are in town this week. Stanton comes back tomorrow.
Ugh.
Yeah,
they're opening the gates early. They made sure to make that announcement
it's
several
Derek
times.
Jeter Day. Derek Jeter. Yo, Jeets. You was the owner of a bunch of bums out here in Miami. Not like coaching in the Bronx.
Hate Yankee fans. Ugh. It's going to be terrible. Infesting that ballpark with their stupid Bronx chants. And they're going to be,
Jeter, give us the first pitch. Come on, Jeets. Give us the heater. The heater from Jeter.
Oh, it's going to be all this weekend. That's like, what's happening.
Just two games.
Did you see the...
Francesa number one!
Oh, God. No, that's not a thing.
Oh, it is.
That's not a thing.
Yeah.
By the way, At first, I loved it, and then I hated it, but now I'm back to loving it. Having Francesa on Twitter notifications...
Oh, yeah?
...is amazing.
You're back on board?
His hot takes, like, at midnight, oh, about some, like, Yankees reliever... Oh, so amazing.
What has dazzled you about it?
It's just like the guy who basically killed Twitter for the first, 10 years of its existence.
Right.
Is now just like he can't stop. Like he's gotta have a thought every 2 seconds. And it's just so awesome.
Jose Urania, more like Jose Uranus.
All weekend.
What?
All weekend.
What?
Yep. It's going down at the ballpark, infested.
I don't know what to say.
Sometimes you just have to take a deep breath.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you think that whatever you just said?
Yep.
You think that's actually going to be yelled out at Marlins Park?
100%. 100%.
Robbie, can you be our reporter? Can you get down to the games and? See if that gets said, if there's a Urania.
Robbie's not going to the game. You know why? He's on top of the mountain right now. On top of the mountain. Stalin Castro! More like Stalin Astro! Boom! Bombed him! Got him, Rocco! Good one!
Do they have a scoreboard? They start giving each other points?
They're our show. That's what we have in the stands.
Yes.
Good one, Rocco! That's a point! Vinny! Minus one. Stupid. Your real Muto joke. Real stupido. That's stupid. Get out of here. Ugh. Where's Jeter? Give me the first pitch.
Nonstop all weekend. Yankees.
Oh,
there will be a Jeter chant.
Oh, no, there will be. Derek Jeter.
And wouldn't it be amazing if he showed up to all the games?
Of course. Oh, he'll be there.
Jeter
goes to the games. You just don't see him.
You think his boy Posada is going to be...
Hip, hip. Jorge! Hip, hip, Jorge!
You think they're all going to be just sitting down there?
Oh, yeah.
All those boys.
Pettit.
Yeah.
Mariano.
All of them.
All of them.
Bernie.
Brocious.
Bernie will be in town. Brocious. They'll all be in there.
It's like old timers day. Hey, Smolins, why don't you get off and get a better game with the former Yanks?
Ugh.
Well, how would the Marlins fare against the retired Yankees?
Terrible. Terrible.
Knobloch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, who's the guy that couldn't throw to second base?
Knobloch. Yeah. Go to first.
They have a chance against him.
Can
you imagine, like, what is going on in your brain that you can't make a 15-foot throw?
It's no different than your world of golf when a guy suddenly can't use a club, whether it's the driver or the putter or whatever. Like it's
well, it's the short putts or chips.
Like
when you get the flinches,
yeah,
with the chips.
Yeah, man, there's no difference.
JT Riddle me this. Why you suck, bro? Yeah, the bro.
You gotta use the bro. Oh,
of course. That's how it's gonna roll.
Where's Jeter?
Nonstop. I bet you we get a Where's Jeter chant nonstop.
You think what's A-Rod doing? He's gonna pop in.
He's uninvited.
Nah, he's doing the games. He's doing the Sunday Night Baseball.
What's he gonna do before that though? He's gonna pop in.
He's hanging out with J-Lo.
We're gonna get a shot of A-Rod in the owner suite.
That would be a funny move by Jeter though if he did invite A-Rod with all those Yankee fans there, because it'd be like Derek Jeter. And then be like, welcome to Marlins Park. Alex Rodriguez,
boo! You suck! You suck, A-Rod! Jeter better!
Yankee fans. Only dummy fan base that was upset that they got a better player in town.
No. Jeet's got to play shortstop. I don't care if he's out there with the walker.
What a bunch of... Why am I beefing with so many baseball fans lately? It's crazy. Baseball's putting me in a bad mood.
Especially since our team in this town is not quite...
No, they're not good. They're not good, man. But it's like, oh, just the behavior of some of these fans. It just makes me nuts.
It's the holier than thou fans.
Yeah, but you know, like, it's holier than thou, and then it's a Yankee fan that has a mustard stain on a David Wells jersey. It's like, how am I supposed to take that seriously?
What, you think Wells is going to be in town?
Oh, yeah.
Wasted.
Wasted on the White Dragon.
I kind of, like, even though I despise the Yankees and their fans, I kind of want to show up to this reunion.
David Wells is going to be in the Clevelander with flamingo floaties on. With one of those giant drinks. One of those ones at Vegas that come in the plastic trumpet. He's going to have a lay on. David Wells is going to ask the Clevelander to body paint his boobs. This is what's coming. Get ready, Marlins fans.
Does Clemens show up? No.
Nah. He's like a Texas guy.
He's a fake Yankee.
Unless you have that Susan Wald. Roger Clemens!
Oh, she'll be in town?
She's still doing the games?
I think so.
Sterling will be there.
Oh, my God. Sterling with his dumb Giancarlo Stanton calls. Just can't call like a normal person. Giancarlo! Meatball Parmigiano! Just call a Giancarlo Stanton home run, you dunce.
By the way, last time they were in Marlins Park 3 years ago, I believe Teixeira hit a home run, and he said, back goes Ozuna, but Ichiro was playing center field that day. He confused Marcell Ozuna with Ichiro.
How is that possible?
He found a way.
That's about the weirdest one I've seen since Dave Van Horn convinced Logan Morrison and Gabby Sanchez, and they hit on different sides of the plate. Glenn, Gabby Sanchez steps up. What are you talking about? Dave, he's lefty. What are you doing?
Oh, no.
We're back after this.
Yeah, I'm out that Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be
welcome back, everybody.
I'm the new Sinatra.
So the Dolphins played a preseason game on Friday. I'm begging you to put your mic on.
Can you put your mic on, please? Oh. By the way, you got chips all over your shirt.
That's
Jesus.
All right. I'm saving them
shoulder.
For later. What you got there? Which will catch up?
You're not supposed to be eating those, man.
I know, but I will say this. If that defense doesn't stop somebody, you're going to be talking about Ryan Tannehill like you did about Blake Bortles a couple of years ago.
Nothing else really matters.
You think empty stats?
I mean, he's going to have big numbers, but they're never going to stop anybody.
Hey, what do we think about Ndamukong Suh's little...
I'm not a big fan of once you're gone, you know, trashing the old team because it doesn't do anything.
Well, Landry even doing it.
But what I find interesting is, so they didn't trade him, right? They just let him get away because they didn't want to pay him.
They cut him.
Cut him.
They get out of the salary cap.
Yeah.
They cut him. No, yeah. They cut him.
Okay, so now I see the animosity.
Which brings me to another point.
Yeah.
Is that everybody is happy and fine with the team cutting a guy, but not a guy holding out for more money. You see what I mean? So I understand why players carry that animosity with them.
I have no problem with the guy holding out for more money.
Here's the thing. Here's why if I'm in Ndamukong Suh, I'm a little irritated by the whole situation. When you get fired from your job,
mm-hmm.
one would assume you didn't do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Was that his case?
No, I think that...
Did he not do what he was supposed to do to earn his employment?
Well, people were ripping him for not living up to his contract, which is pretty impossible to live up to, but that he played, he was not worth the contract, and that's why he got cut.
But that's not...
His fault.
The issue is not whether he played up to his contract. The issue is, did Ndamukong Suh do his job at an exceptional rate? And keep in mind, that position never gets big numbers, but what he does...
He was constantly raised on top.
Chaos.
Yeah, he was constantly rated amongst the top of his position.
Right.
But I don't have a problem with him taking a shot here and just saying right up the gut, LOL, with the shrug emoji, just because I think it's probably what I would be thinking naturally.
No,
like when
I see
first play of the game, McCaffrey to the house.
Right. And when McCaffrey goes to the house, there's issues on a whole bunch of levels of defensive football, not just that level.
No, but as we crack this thing open, as we're starting to get to see where guys are settling in on the personnel, these are where the questions I think lie on with this team. It's not with the offense. I think that everybody here, if you're on the other side of the ball, the biggest question on offense is, all right, are you going to get production from your rookie tight end or any tight end? And well, I mean, what the hell are we going to get from Devontae Parker? For the most part, I think you feel pretty solid about everything else. Maybe some questions on the line. I mean, Kilgore got blown up a couple times.
They're moving the ball pretty
good. They're doing fine.
Right.
Like, I feel okay with the offense.
Although,
this defense,
it didn't seem like Tannehill was either looking for the check down or getting rid of the ball awfully quickly.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know what to make of the offense.
That might be...
Or is that the offense?
That might be a conscious effort on the coaching staff and Ryan Tannehill. Look, we want to get the ball out of our hands. We want to be ready to throw the ball. So it could be with reads. It could be with offense. It could be with a lot of things.
It could be not getting first downs.
They don't want him sitting back there patting the ball.
And they also they're probably holding back, not wanting to show so much stuff during the preseason.
Come on, thing.
But a lot of teams.
Hey, third and long. Let's just run a draw because we don't feel like showing a damn play. Oh, we don't want to show our onside kick.
You know, a lot
we
of
don't
times,
want to show our onside kick.
A lot of times you do that. You do, depending on where you are on the field.
Right.
So, like, come on, man.
I think it's definitely frustrating. Like, when you get a play that Xavier Howard set up where he gets that pick and he gets you to the nine, it's frustrating you don't get a touchdown there.
Yes. Yes.
By the way, how many red zone penalties were there?
A lot.
That's a whole nother issue. Like, come on, man. Be better at that.
Is that coaching?
I mean, you can't coach somebody to be poised and be like.
But if the Dolphins were really bad in penalties last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they are not trending well so far. Like mm-hmm. when you can look at a big data point and say, hey, they're not doing well in this area of penalties.
Okay, but Seattle's always been up there too.
Depends on what type of penalties, though.
Because
if it's the aggressive, like personal foul or, you know, whatever kind,
still cost you, man.
But you hate
pre-snap penalties.
But that's different than pre-snap operation penalties.
Right, right.
Now, yeah,
what's going to happen? Here's what a coach is going to do. I've heard this before. Here's what coaches do. When offensive linemen, wide receivers, running backs, anybody on offense starts jumping off sides, guess what they do? Okay, guys, you can't be poised enough to go on a hard count. We're going to go on one every time. And watch that defensive line blow you up. So you either get with it, or we're just going to go quick count on every play. Now, that limits you as far as checks, as far as adjustments, or whatever. So, I mean, I would hope that the offense doesn't play a role in their own demise because they're not poised enough to be able to change the count.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll happen.
It's also tough too because you know the types of things when you are getting when drives are getting messed up by penalties and it is preseason and you only have four drives to go off of, I think it makes the problem seem probably a lot worse than it is, going as opposed to whether you had a whole game. But yeah, when I'm watching these games, I don't know, man. Like it's hard for me to feel terrible about where the offense is at. I think you're pretty happy that Kenyon Drake is continuing to look great. I mean, if he got tackled on that play, it would have been a real bad look for the offensive line. I mean, that was a hell of a move that he put on the dude to get out the way that he did. But, geez, I mean, the defense is like...
Here's what I mean, dude,
the linebackers look like an issue still.
Well, I'm going to give you a little break with the linebackers because basically you have a rookie in there and he's going to be responsible for a lot of the calls on defense. That being said, the thing I came away with from watching that game is like, if they don't get better up the middle, stopping the run, and other things in the middle of that field, it's going to be a long season. And everybody's attention to this point has been on the wrong side of the football.
Yeah.
And when you look at it from a franchise or an organization or as far as that's concerned, how can you consistently have the same problems on one side of the ball?
It's very, very frustrating.
That's the frustrating part is that, wait.
And they've spent picks on it too. Like they've been their last couple drafts now, they've put on what they think are playmaking guys. But this is the thing that's frustrating with Ndamukong Suh. Like when you go and make a big splash like that, it's okay to go do that, but you gotta fill the voids around him too. Like you can't just stop and think,
right,
hey, we can get one guy. You know, you almost have to continue to spend. Like, the investment has to be on that line if you want it to be great, to get a sure thing out of it. Otherwise, it's almost like your big investment isn't even worth it.
It's kind of like if you go sign a big-name quarterback and they have no receivers.
Right.
Like, it all works together. And for the most part, what has killed the defense in the past couple of years is they really didn't have a linebacker or linebackers that could plug the hole. So what you have is you have defensive line covering, you know, causing chaos. However they do it. You know, some defenses let one guy do their thing and then the linebackers adjust. If you don't have anybody that can do that, it kind of makes what they're doing up front useless because it's their job to cover up everybody so the linebackers can go make plays. Those linebackers aren't making plays. You know, you're getting running backs and inside runs to the second level pretty quick.
We'll get your headlines next.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.